Since the discovery of the fatal brain disease in the Wisconsin deer herd last spring, the debate over the safety of eating venison harvested in the state has waxed and waned. The disease is a close relative of mad cow disease, which can be transmitted to humans through eating meat products from infected animals. But the State Bureau of Meat Safety is not suggesting state residents give up on venison. Instead, they're urging caution. Bureau Director Terry Burkhardt says the prions that cause the disease appear only in the brain, spinal column, spleen, and lymph nodes. He says his department's new guidelines, titled Common Sense, simply urge hunters and meat processors to avoid those body parts when preparing their venison.
The spinal cord and the brain are the main ones. The spleen and the abdominal lymph nodes will be normally removed in the gutting or the evisceration process. What we're recommending is that you use a knife and you bone all of the meat, which keeps that spinal cord intact and further reduces the risk.
The guidelines also suggest disposing of any saw or knife blades used to cut through the spinal column, bone, or antlers because they may be exposed to the infectious prion. But the biggest problem facing meat processors and their venison-loving customers this year is disposing of those parts of the deer they won't be eating. Many landfills are refusing to accept deer slaughter waste, and meat rendering plants that usually accept it are also taking a wait-and-see attitude. The state is hoping that federal funds may help purchase a costly chemical digester to dispose of potentially infectious deer carcasses. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.